of our Lord's rising from the dead. It's in the 20th chapter of Matthew, and it says, and the angel, verse 5 of the 20th chapter, and the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And then over the page in my testament, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Now I want you to notice something here. That when the Lord rose from the dead, and when the disciple rolled away the stone to let us in to see that he was gone, that the angel had a message, and it was a message that fearlessness had died. Now, we certainly feared before we were saved, but the day that we trusted Jesus, fear left us. Amen. I'm not fearing anything today, but I fear God. And we have that message, fear not. Terrible lot of fearing Christians about today. We've not to fear. It's all finished. It's all done. And there's nothing else to do but rejoice. Fear not. That's the first thing we do at this table. And then there's something we know, and that is that Jesus was crucified. Hallelujah. I know whom ye seek. Jesus was crucified. There's no doubt about it. Someone asked Mr. Spurgeon one day how he was so sure. And he says, I just look at the calendar. And I find that every day is the day of our Lord and the date. And he says, there's no question about it. He says, time takes its time for the one who is time himself. Just think about that. I remember preaching at an open-air meeting in Barry, South Wales, during the war. And there was a girl there in the uniform of the WAF, the women's airport, and she was a very nasty woman, and she came out into the middle of the open-air meeting. There's about 500 people there. And she said to me, how do you know there's a Jesus Christ? And I was a stupid young boy. I was only 16 years of age. And at 16, ye haven't all the wisdom ye should have. And I thought I could talk her down. But anybody who thinks you can talk down a woman is a fool. It's impossible to talk down a woman. They will talk you down. And she kept shouting at me and screaming at me and running up to me and putting up her fist. And then the crowd turned on me and said, answer, answer, answer. I said, I will answer. Now I said, young woman, maybe you tell me what month it is. She says, you know perfectly well, it was a day in June, and she says, this is the month of June. I said, is it? Yes, she says, it's the month of June. Well, I said to her, if it's the month of June, what year is it? And then the crowd saw what I was getting at, and they started to boo at her and said, come on, tell the year, tell the year. It was 1900. And 43, and she shouted it, 1943. And I said, where did you get that? Where did that start from? It's the year of our Lord, 1943. He rose from the dead, in case you didn't know. And that was the end. She was silent. For once, The Bible silenced the woman that the preacher couldn't silence. But you know, there was a man there. He had just come off the boat from America. He was a sailor. And he had a very bad crossing. And some of his ships that were in the same convoy were blown to pieces. And he was dead scared. And God spoke to him through that. And years afterwards, I met that man. 25 years afterwards, and he came to see me when I went to open a church in Wales, and he said, I've come all the way to tell you that that day God spoke to me.
Hallelujah.
And through it I came Amen. To Christ. God is a wonderful way of working, hasn't he? But hear that, don't be afraid. And then he said to them, I know who you're seeking. You're seeking Jesus, which was crucified. Past tense. He's no longer crucified. Jesus Christ is alive. He is not here. He is risen.
Glory.
Our Lord is risen. And then he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I remember standing for the first time and the old tomb at Jerusalem. And there was on the door of the tomb, the people had the gospel text. He is not here. He is risen.
Mm.
What do? Do you hang about the sepulchre? Sit about the garden? No. He says, go quickly and tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead. Tell the message. Go out and let the world know that Jesus is alive. That's what the angel said. But as they were going to tell, they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and with great joy and did run to bring the disciples. And as they were running, the Lord stopped them. Wasn't that the greatest stop in history? Here were people running to say that the Lord was living, and the Lord, the living Lord, stopped them. And he said, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet. And Jesus said, be not afraid. Tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And someday we're going to heaven.
Yeah.
And there we shall see him.
Hallelujah.
What a day. This table is only till he comes.
Right.
May we remember that as we take the bread and drink the cup. Some brother will lead us and say a word of thanksgiving for the bread, which speaks to the broken body of Christ. Amen.